Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Son Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from the Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Blue, the legendary Cocaine. We on that monkey with a funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
What up? Screwball Radio, live from the motherfucking Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga King Eric with the current events, entertainment news, whatnot. My nigga Common, a.k.a. Bombing with the sports. What it do, my G?
Yeah.
What's up, man? Tuned in. What's good, everybody? Episode 89 underway.
Yeah, man. Another one bites the dust, baby. Another week
yes,
down.
Yes, sir. A lot of crazy shit going on, man. And before we go on, I want to just say that anybody that want to call in to the show, the number is 516-531-9596 if you want to chop it up with us. So first thing I want to touch on is Alex Jones. He got to pay up at least $45 million to the Sandy Hook families for misinformation. $45 million M's.
Oh, he got that.
I don't know
because when you look up his net worth is $5 million, right? But that's your net worth. That's not really what you have, you know.
Yeah, man, he's got that.
Yeah, I don't
think
so.
Look what he was doing. He was saying, "Motherfucking shit was a fake." Your kids got killed to fake. He was saying it was ridiculous. So that nigga's crazy.
Yeah, he definitely filed for saying that, but I don't think he got $50 million.
He's gonna have to find that shit.
That's for sure.
His boy Trump could donate something for him.
Because I know I Googled.
Trump.
I Googled his net worth. When I seen he had to pay that, I Googled his net worth. And just off of two of the parents, he had to pay 4-point-something million to them. That was before they gave him the rest of that verdict, the 40 to 45 million verdict. So he had the 4.5 verdict already. But his net worth is only 5 million, you know? And then they hit him with the 45 million on top of that. That's crazy.
He gotta come out of his ass, kid. So he built spreading the lie.
I mean, he wasn't spreading the lie. He was just saying that he felt that it was fake, like it wasn't real news. But, you know, how are you gonna say it's fake? It's fake if you don't know anyone that's going through it. You know?
That nigga's crazy.
Super crazy. Super crazy.
He's nuts. The only thing I can say about that, is you better hit Trump wine, send him a couple of M's.
Just the last one, fuck you, better hit some money. He ain't got it.
Trump about to change his phone number.
Trump ain't trying to hit nobody, y'all.
Trump, Alex Jones gonna call, and that's just gonna say, sorry, the number you've reached, so-and-so-so, has been disconnected.
And then after that, he's going to go on a show, talk that shit, talk about how Trump used him and all that. Rinse, McCree.
He ain't putting nothing on his books.
Nope. Nope. He about
yeah,
to
he gonna
inside.
Have to
face you. Yo, he gotta hold his nuts on that one. I hear something in the background. What is that?
I'm in a quiet room.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh,
man, yo. It's fucking crazy, man. They got Shorty locked up for 9 years in Russia right now.
That's it. I hear like a show going on behind us.
Nah, it ain't me.
It definitely ain't me. I hear somebody beefing. Somebody beefing in the background.
Yeah.
He good
now.
But yeah, going back to Shorty, man, 9 years.
Yeah,
for
9 years,
shit?
Right? For a half a gram of hash oil. For less than a half a gram of hash oil. Then I saw that some other lady, some white lady, got charged in Russia, and she had over 7 ounces of bud or whatever it was. And after 15 days, she was released, and she had to pay like 15,000 rubles or whatever it was, and she was back free. And on top of that, the U.S. is trying to get Russia to let her go. And another U.S. American that's being held there.
Yeah, they're going to release.
They want to release. They want Russia wants the U.S. to release a mass murderer and an arms dealer. Like, that makes no sense to me. So this girl got caught for less than a half a gram of hash oil. And you want us to release this arms dealer? Like, how does that even make sense? How is that like an even swap? Just the fact that he's a Russian and she's an American? Like, he was really doing shit. He was really doing shit here. Arms dealer.
The other person was a killer. All that she had was hash oil that she probably got being over there from a Russian.
She probably got the hash oil.
Yeah, it's definitely political, but even still, like, you know, like, she only got in trouble for less than a half a gram of hash oil. These guys got caught for, like, killing people and selling weapons, hash oil weapons. Like, she wasn't trafficking if she only got caught with less than a half a gram of hash oil. That's not trafficking. That's just possession. These
motherfuckers. That's what we say over here. That's our rules.
But think about it. It's really not trafficking because it's not like she's making money off of this shit. She had less than a half a gram. That can't be considered trafficking.
They look at it as,
based on the fact that U.S. and Russia are not in the best of terms right now, they probably just using her as a bargaining chip.
Like I say, man, she got three things going against her. She black, she lesbian, and she American. So, all those things right there.
3 years just off that.
All those things right there in Russia, it's not good things.
Yeah, and on top of that, Russia already not really rocking with us because of the Ukraine war. She got all that on top of that.
Oh, yeah, that's number one reason.
We're not in the best terms with them at all.
They about to make it problems.
And then to top it off, yeah.
They about to make it hot for us in a minute, man.
And that's not the only issue that the U.S. dealing with either. You know, you got Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan when China said, yo, don't go over there. but they still went over there. So now.
Yeah, man, you can't have China tell you what to do, man. You know, how that's going to look if we don't go over there because China said, don't go over there. Fuck y'all talking about?
Yeah, but look, now they cut all their ties with us. They cut all their ties with us. They said they're walking away from you know, what is that? You know, where all the countries get together for climate change. They're walking away from that. They're walking away from certain trade deals.
Yep.
They're walking away from. They're walking away from, like, expediting criminals. They're walking away from that. Like, so...
Yep.
They walking away from a lot of shit just because we went over there. And Taiwan Taiwan just said that China was running drills as if they were attacking them after her visit there.
They got the niggas. They always doing shit like that to intimidate them niggas, man. China just want a reason to go at Thailand anyway.
No, Taiwan.
Yeah, Taiwan. They've been waiting to
with Ukraine. Ukraine and Russia is kind of the same thing with Taiwan and China. But Taiwan wants to be its own governed state or country. And China's like, nah, you my June, you staying over here. The same with Ukraine, Russia's like, nah, you my June, you staying with us. But Ukraine's like, nah, we going to fight big brother.
Yeah.
It's kind of the same thing. And it's forcing us to get our oil from the Saudis
But the Saudis only going to produce but so much oil for us.
Man, it's about to get crazy, my nigga. Niggas better go buy like 10 oil barrels, start filling them shits up slowly, and start storing oil, yo. Gas. It's going to be real soon. I don't know how much gas you can store legally, but motherfuckers have to start storing gas.
I mean, that's why they're pushing these electrical cars now. You can get an electrical car right now for like, what is it, like 10 grand? Electrical car?
Yeah, shit. Save money. Dipping around.
I mean, you're not really saving money, because when you go home to charge that motherfucker, your light bill going to skyrocket. You know, you got to get a charging station.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't situate.
And then I also saw, I don't know if it's true or not, maybe you can look it up, Lee, but I saw that Russia and China are trying to create a new currency that will eliminate the U.S. dollar.
Them niggas is always up to some fuckery.
Yeah, they just trying to cut off ties with the U.S. all again, but at the same time, still collect the debt.
I mean, when you owe, you owe, right?
We owe them niggas too much for them niggas to try to act funny.
That's like the IRS. When you owe them. When you owe the IRS, they keep coming. They call you at work. They'll call you at work. They'll call you at home. They'll call you. They'll pop up. Wherever you at, they'll pop up. Hey, how you doing? Got that for me? They ain't letting that money go. Oh, and also, I just saw that Biden put into law that all them people that took advantage of the COVID PPP loans, that he's coming for all those people that did fraud. Look that up. See if you can look that up on the computer.
A lot of niggas.
Yeah, he said, President Biden signs bills targeting COVID-19 fraud. You can't hide, we're going to find you. We're going to make you pay back that you stole and you hold you accountable under the law. Or the crackdown is about to get real.
I thought they been was on niggas, though.
They got the people that got caught. Those guys, but they're looking for the people that did it but didn't get caught.
They just want you to pay. They just want you to pay somehow, some way. If you try to get over on that one,
they catch a lot of niggas with that.
I don't know how a nigga could get over. How they let a nigga get over on them, first of all. As much as
they file
you gotta
for
go
it.
Through for your own information.
Yeah, you file for it and
you can be you right now. You know what's red tape they'll give you trying to get your information, your paperwork right, if over the phone, in person, all that shit. How does somebody get over?
Nah, it's not really that. It's if you own a business and you were affected by COVID, that you was able to get X amount of money.
Okay, so they gave them the money. And then what? They owed them for that?
They owe because they weren't really in bad shape. Like that one kid, that one guy, he was a singer. Where's that group he was from? He's from a group. Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky, yeah. He was from a group, and he went to jail for that.
He was scamming $20 million out of the system, too. They gave him 2 years.
Other people get money, and one guy was caught buying a $50,000 watch and some kind of car. Straight, you know.
Straight fraud schemes. And the funny shit, the people that needed it, the people that really needed it, the assistance, they couldn't even get it. They couldn't even get the loan. Meanwhile, all the billions,
either they couldn't get it or they had to fight like hell to get it.
Yeah, the billion-dollar corporations got the assistance, but the little mom-and-pop shops that filed for it, especially if you was a black owner, a lot of people didn't get it, and they had to close down their shop. They had to close down. They couldn't. They wasn't making no money.
And it's just a trip, too. It's just a trip, too, how the people that really legitimately needed it, they had to go either go through hell to get it or they were denied it time and time again. It'll just show you how broken the financial system is as well.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure.
But on some positive, you know, positive news, you know, Chuck D and what's his name? Curtis Blow. You know, on some hip hop news. You know, Chuck D and Curtis Blow started the first hip hop union.
Oh, that's dope.
That's definitely needed.
Yeah, I like to know what it entails. You know, what's it give the artists? You know, how does it help the artist?
I think you know. I'll read it to y'all real fast. But it says here,
real quick, you know,
shout
how
out to those who
ever
work.
Been on a job. You ever been on a job and everybody's union, and there's always one guy in the hole that's actually working, and the rest of the guys are standing around looking.
Yeah, union guys always got a job. Union guys always got a job.
Yeah, but they don't really work. They be standing around watching.
That's what a union makes sure. A union makes sure they keep you working. So I'm guessing with these guys, you know, as artists, they'll make sure that you'll be chosen first for all commercials or you get the first shot at this or that to work. Concerts, you know, promotional shit, who knows?
I'm thinking, too, they also mentioned something about a retirement plan and a health care plan and fair commission.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. What hip-hop artists got insurance, health insurance? A lot of artists don't have health insurance.
I heard these record labels was taking insurance out on these young boys. These young drill niggas.
I mean, that was, you know, they're blaming Empire Music for that. But
you think about it, that's not a bad idea. I mean, you got to insure, just like you buy a car. You're giving these guys millions of dollars. You got to insure your investment, right?
Yeah.
So that's not bad. At least they're paying for it. Like, as long as you're getting benefits, like, but they taking life insurance out on some niggas. In case you get offed, they getting that check. But your family should get that check. How the fuck they gonna get that check? Unless your family got insurance out on you, got your own insurance. I guess how the fuck you can, everybody can just get insurance on you. Nah, how many insurance claims can you have in your own motherfucker?
Yeah, but that's life insurance. You know, how many rappers have health insurance?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man.
Two different things, you know? Life insurance, health insurance is two different things, you know? But how many rappers is out there that have no health insurance?
Yeah.
I remember the guy from Gravediggers didn't have health insurance, and he ended up passing away because he didn't have health insurance.
It's entertainment, man. Entertainment, I don't know, man. Got to be part of a ASCAP, EVMR,
no,
I think.
It falls under you having to be able to afford your own health care. Like Obamacare, you know, you'd have to buy your own. You'd have to buy your own, you know. That's what that would fall under. So that's like filing like a 1099 form or a W-9 form or a 1099 form or something like that. That's for sure.
Yeah, something got to change, though. Yeah, something definitely got to change because their mindset is you are what you negotiate, and they know that a lot of guys, they coming in hungry and desperate. They're not really trying to pay attention to the details. They just sign anything.
Yeah, you never
and
get
then,
what you're worth.
When they really need it.
You never get what you're worth. You only get what you negotiate. You know? Never. You only get what you negotiate. Or if you work out peanuts, you know what you're going to get? Peanuts.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure.
I know that the hard firsthand. Everything got to get done in writing.
Yeah, I'll never believe nobody word.
Especially,
I don't see him. Yeah, man.
I'll never believe. You can never believe no one's word. Fuck that. I want that shit in writing.
See, Fat Joe's getting a homeboy a lawyer. Was this from the Furious Five? Niggas in jail for fucking murder cowboy. One of them niggas. Forgot who.
Oh, yeah. The guy that stabbed the other guy, remember? We talked about it a couple months back. Or was it sometime last year? But the guy approached him, and he didn't like it because he was kind of flagrant, and he just poked him up. Guy ended up dying.
Yeah, he's supposed to be getting a lawyer, right? How you get a lawyer after the fact? Didn't he already get convicted of that? After he already got convicted?
Yeah, you could get convicted and you could still appeal it though. You could appeal the conviction. Get the ruling overturned.
I thought that was gangster the Fat Joe, you know.
Yeah, he stay helping.
Yeah,
he
gotta
helping a lot of people.
We gotta definitely take care of our icon.
I don't know what the circumstances were behind him really stabbing the kid, but, you know, I don't know if he was dead wrong or whatever, but rest in peace to that guy.
Yeah, definitely, been pretty crazy, man. Definitely the world is burning. Everywhere is crazy.
That's with this monkey pox shit.
That shit's hopping out the motherfucking bushes on niggas for the winter. All the flagrant niggas you gonna be popping up with that shit on their face. Can't front and say you that ain't. No, you gonna tell what that monkey pox look like. Nah, nigga. No handshakes. Nothing. You can't do nothing.
Nah, I ain't doing no more handshakes. I ain't doing no elbow bumps. I'm just going to give you the good old-fashioned head nod. All right?
Head nod.
Head nod. That's it. What up? All right? That's it. And I'm going to do it from a distance because I don't need to be talking to you and one of your spit glands end up on my cheek or something.
Seen this black girl had it.
Especially when you know that one cat.
Seen this black girl had it, man. She told us she got it. How she got it? From doing some bullshit. I forgot how she said she got it. But it sounded suspect.
I mean, like, but it's like,
you
could be
oh,
just
shit.
Talking to somebody, man. They sneeze and tag your it, you know?
I forgot how she said she got that shit.
That shit spreading like wildfire, like wildflowers everywhere. You, California state of emergency, New York state of emergency, Florida.
That's where the largest population is, man. Where the city areas, the large population areas, that's where the more people, the more fucked up it's going to be, because that's where the most people, they say, you know, it's a lot of fucking men that fucking sex with men. Look, New York and California. Two big, funny towns. Got a lot of guys out there.
Yeah. But, you know, the news says it's crazy because, you know, when it first started popping up, you know, they started letting the people know, like, all the big companies that have the vaccines for it, like, yo, this is going on. Even across the water was saying that, yo, this is going on, but the people here ain't react fast enough for it, and it just spread even more. And then day by day, it spreads even more. Meanwhile, they have the vaccine for it, you know?
Well, the good thing about that is it's not killing nobody, you know? It's just, it's going to fuck you up for about a month and probably
yeah,
leave
like
them
2 weeks.
Scars.
Yeah, 2 weeks. 2 weeks that shit hits you for. And that's, I guess, 2 weeks of it showing.
2 to 4 weeks it hits you for.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like when it's showing, you could be entering the third week. You know, you got it for the first week. You ain't show nothing. Second week, you starting the show. By the third week, you flame on. By the fourth week, you know, you starting to come down from it, you know?
Damn, man, you can't even go mingling, man. Niggas is mingling. Yo, what up? Niggas is at that Rock the Bell shit. Niggas is all over the place, man.
Yeah, don't pass me no 40.
Hey,
Cam. Don't pass me no 40. Don't pass me no blunt. Don't do nothing. Like, I'm not doing
There's
nothing.
A lot
right
of blunt passing going on right now.
No, FaceTime.
A lot of blunt. Plus, a lot of hookahs, bars is back open up. A hookah bar, you crazy. These niggas is crazy, son.
Nah, I'm out of there. I ain't even saying I'm out of there. I ain't even going nowhere near there. I ain't going nowhere near there. Like, nah, man. I don't even want to go in the store when there's people in the store.
Niggas, I don't give a fuck. I'm smoking with Snoop Dogg, nigga. I'm not smoking a blunt from the dog.
Hell no. Hell no. I'd rather be on FaceTime and be like, yo, I can't pass it to you. My bad. I'm going to hit it for you, though.
Shit is crazy, man.
Yeah,
niggas
face,
ain't,
man.
You know
it's
niggas
not...
ain't living by these rules. You know that, right?
Nah,
we ain't doing that shit. This man, rolling up, yo, done, roll up, yo, niggas rolling up, passing them shit.
I can see someone right now got his full lips on the blunt and then passed it to somebody, and that person got his full lips on the blunt. Like, yo, this is some fire.
No mask on. Nobody got a mask on.
Not giving a fuck.
Nope.
Only thing that's
COVID
going on is
Fox running crazy.
Only thing going on that's safe is the fact that they're not drinking from the same cups. So everybody got their own cup, but they still drinking out the same bottle. But that's about the only safe shit going on. That blunt going around the cipher.
Some niggas is on some gangster shit. Niggas is guzzling passing. Some niggas is passing the bottle around.
Oh, yeah, some people, but if you're smart, you're going to come out with your own cup. But then again, they done drank from the bottle and pouring it in your cup.
Especially females. Hey, girl, hit this. They drink it out the bottle. You know what I'm saying? They drinking out the fucking bottle. Passing around the clubs. Laying in bed with these flagrant niggas. These flagrant niggas don't got the monkeypox spread it to these females. These females going back home to their boyfriends. He said, no, how the fuck he get the monkeypox? He don't know what the fuck. He don't do nothing. He got the monkeypox. He gonna kill that bitch.
Word,
that's when you kill a
bitch.
That's when you kill a bitch.
Shorty came home with that. Yeah, Shorty came home with the Henny twat and went to wake you up. Give you a face full of that.
Rubbing on
niggas. You got monkeypox.
Monkeypox is at that Rock the Bell shit. I don't give a fuck. Nah, I ain't gonna say that. But it's a lot. It's out there. It's out there, man.
It's out there. Especially New York is like an epic center for it, you know? Like, we like one of the first states that made it a big issue. That's for sure. Wow, man.
All them flagrant niggas, man. I know ATL gonna be on the list soon. Wait.
He had to throw ATL up in there. I'm sure
about to knock the door down.
There it goes. I'm sure it's there. Magic City. That's just flapping all over the place. Probably. Atlanta, they getting lit up with that crime wave out there. They trying to take that on the rep. And they get hit with that with COVID. So they catching a double whammy. I mean, COVID been hitting everybody since 2020. The crime was just spiking. Now they got monkeypox. Because New York on fire, you know. New York been on fire, violent-wise, COVID-wise. Now monkeypox. Like you
crazy,
said, the world
man,
burns.
Bad. Yeah, the world is definitely.
I tell you what we can do.
It's on some other shit, but you know, we're going to make it smooth out. Entertain.
Absolutely, man. We're going to hit them with some music.
We're going to talk about it, too. We always talk about it.
Absolutely.
We got for the week, man.
We're
bringing
the real, man.
We got for the week on Saturday night, man. On this Matrix Streets, man. We got on the Matrix Streets.
Got a lot of bunch of shit, man. We got some Mayhem Loren and Conway, the Red Pesto. And we also going to play Thomas Joint Ball Work to finish off the show. Let people know where to cop that authentic cloth.
Nigga, don't talk about it, man. Be about it, man. Schoolboy
Already?
Radio, man. Live for the Matrix, man. Let's get it popping.
That you fly shit. Queens to Buffalo and back. because I trust me. Pick a side, to a hustler or a custy. I'm getting money when I'm sleeping. No days off, I'm getting money on the weekend. Y'all always broke like the Coliseum escalator. We beneficial, ain't no issue, just refresh the data. Ask about us if you doubt us, we the truth. Never remix work and speak officially in the booth. Precise projection, pistol pointed at your tooth. Shoot the cameras first and take that shit to trial, we getting loot. I go to war 5 feet to kill 90. Now you can't find me, Queens, we still grimy. I wrote this with 40 on my wrist and a 40 on my hip. I ain't never put a 40 to my lips. Anchor medallions, rocking kilos on our necks. Far from basic when we flex, rest in peace, my niggas back. We play dice games for gold maple leaves. Watching strippers scrape the floor like they raking leaves. Take a freeze and a bump, tell me I'm the truth. My face is more handsome than it was in my youth. Black Benjamin Button be stunting and something bouncing in the Bentley while doing donuts on something Loren, aka Loren Avicii. Stick to myself because I trust me. Pick a side, you a hustler or a custody. I'm getting money when I'm sleeping. No days off, I'm getting money on the weekend. Stick to myself because I trust me. Pick a side, you a hustler or a custody. I'm getting money when I'm sleeping. No days off, I'm getting money on the weekend.
Look, went from moving pounds of OG to having Yale bricks. Connect hit my jack and say the package on the way is shipped. Make a bitch bag your box of razors and a plate of fish. I'm standing at the stove, whoa, Texas tornado wrist. Make a spray and I stay broke, well look, they can quit. The way I've been getting bags lately ain't making sense. When they see my next move, that's just gonna make them sick. All in their faces, my Draco hit. They hate when I'm getting fly, so I'ma drip harder. These is BS's, so my pieces hit harder. The street shit, I'm still a big part of. I know my nigga in his 40s still shooting like he's Vince Carter. Yeah, I used to break peas down. Now I'm getting rap money, bust the AP down. Any nigga that ever violated can't be found. The flow like Jigga mixed with Andre 3000. It's May Street, blah.
From out of housing, the street money coming by the thousand. Not your average Italian fabbage, beyond it a medallion. Was always instructed to move in silence. Keep the deep discussions, cause even hush money is speaking values. Nothing subsequent, we hustle pills, grills and supplements. Knuckleheads filled with that hunger, wonder what supplement. This shit's the real deal, try crosses so you can feel still. But they can sleep on it, it's like Benadryl pills. I don't elaborate, move at a rapid pace. Graduated from eating platters from out the plastic place. Smooth as wallabies, the rhymes I believe. They look at how we took it to Gucci from out the Dollar Trees. They talking money, getting me all pumped. And I got in position, shitting in them Dior dunks. What y'all want? We foul to the fullest. If I'm ever challenged to pull it and fire 40 caliber bullets. Listen, the shit I say on track is like calligraphy with crayon wax. Dope as the A-bomb pack. Check it, we conversate about drama. Calm is a problem place. But concentrate, cause it come with karma.
How you feel about it?
Thoughts in my mind.
I'm trying to fill a wallet.
Back for your life on your knees, I'm a die standard. Transition on my own condition, that's my standard. Five standard with aerodynamics, a rod slanted. Down Spanish, bitches KGR on the 5 branded. Niggas performing their live bands, I'm a live bandit. Crib hot, all in the hilltops for fly granite. Drug traffic around my way, I supply transit. Spoil my chick like the oil rich, my bypasses. Why she keep a list of my fly planet? Mom's plant like family of fly pandas or high branches. Who run this shit? Take a clever guess. One and never rest, forever pressed till the top of the Everest. Aroma in the whip crazy cause all the leather fresh. Jewelry all in the torso, call it a treasure chest. You get bed rest, or better yet, put your head to rest when they try to fuck over like it's a pleasure.
How you feel about it?
Thoughts in my mind.
I'm trying to fill a wallet.
How
you feel about it?
Thoughts in my mind.
I'm trying to fill a wallet. How you feel about it?
Thoughts in my mind.
I'm trying to fill a wallet. How you feel about it?
I'm trying to fill a wallet.
How you feel about it?
Rhymes by design. Rhymes are designed.
One hand over the other, man. Both lost the face and the body, man. Shit is all drip, sauce, manicotti. Talk to him. Hey, yo.
They say our life and our death has already been written in the book. A destiny set, hanging like fishes from a hook. So say our fate's already predetermined. The way some people are saints and other people are vermin. Travel colossal, learn anything is possible. Until my daughter was born, I was mad, irresponsible. But now I'm organized, comfortable in chaos. I sought the Lord of lies to humble you in the chaos. Pay the cost to be the boss. Only for Cuban links like rain ghosts. I'll be sprayed with toast. Point blank, brains praise your clothes. Now your brain stain your clothes. Praying for Satan to come reclaim your soul. Indulge in the rich moves, like switch talkers. But in your crib, I shooters never miss targets. Listen, this is voices to serenaders. On the grave. I walk through the valley of death, but I'm not afraid. I can show you how to adapt at any time of day. Or I can sort of shine in your hat and blow it out your brain. Color bones, don't you mind them or slow. Jump out the window in pursuit of an anonymous foe. Institutes of the lies, violence explode. Lying naked in the coffin like they father before. Oh! Cups running over with the blood and cobras. 100 degrees mold, the murder makes the summer colder. Running over with the blood and cold with 100 degrees more. The murder make the summer colder. I used to write rhymes in my mom's center. 88 crack era. Ill rhyme inventor. Foreign business name, my Allegra.
What's up, baby?
My endeavor, major paper agenda. My agenda, the dark skin niggas Tesla. High applied oppression. Off the no bullshit series, who really had text in a dresser? Hanging a shot at my brethren. The best lesson is the pay lesson. No question, abundantly. I create more of a sort of break bread, Sodom and Gomorrah, Audi Max prayer. Y'all know the aura. 2-5 supreme order, get the roar in at the border. Leviathan, don't be trying him. Blood sport when I spit a quote, cut your light shorter. Yeah, who fly then? First you don't succeed, nigga, try again. Predatorial predator. Ski mask carnivore. Homie, what you reppin' for? Mike can hit the beat. Everybody on the floor. Taking everything until an angel sing. I deprive rappers of oxygen. Reduce their blood count. Hit the booth, then I black out like back in the Mac out. Billy got me back in the trap house. I want all the mills and the stacks out. Let's get all the cap and the facts out. That route. Villain is Queens and y'all know what that's about.
Yeah. Schoolboy Radio. Hitting y'all with that raw shit. As always. It's goody out there, yo.
And shit.
Yeah, man. We always coming with that fire.
You know, we don't know no other ways.
And you know, to switch the gears for a minute. You know, we ain't talking about anything sports related. Y'all seen how Mike Tyson was calling out Hulu for doing that, I think, that series on him or a movie on him or whatnot. And he's calling them out saying they stole his life story and they didn't pay him. So he's calling out the Hulu executive for exploitation.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he posted that on his Instagram. He said, "Don't let Hulu fool you. I don't support their story about my life. It's not 1822. It's 2022. They stole my life story and didn't pay me. To Hulu executives, I'm just a nigger that they could sell on the auction block."
Ooh. Yeah, doesn't he having it? He ain't having it. Don't sound like he having it right now.
Yeah, you know the Knicks. Yeah, they definitely should give him something. They can't just take his life story without him getting a percentage of it. But in basketball news, I don't know if y'all been listening, but the Knicks, the Lakers, and the Jazz is supposed to be doing like some big trade.
We need that. Let the Knicks get involved.
They're trying to do a Donovan Mitchell, Russell Westbrook, and Michael Scotto trade.
That's what I heard. That's the word on the street.
But I don't know if
that's a blockbuster trade of the summer.
Yeah, one of them, because I also saw that there's supposed to be a trade rumor of KD going to the West Coast and Green from the Warriors to go to Brooklyn.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because they want to send Kevin Durant to Portland, Draymond Green to Brooklyn, and Ben Simmons to the Golden State Warriors.
I don't know if the Golden State going to take Ben Simmons in like that. I mean, they might take him, but the fans might not take him, man. They ain't good with mental health.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know.
End up with a good part of the deal.
But I know the Knicks is trying, but the bad thing is that Westbrook, they don't look at Westbrook for the worth that he is anymore. You know? So ain't nobody really running fast to try to pick him up.
Nah, man. He got to show and prove, man.
Yeah, I really feel like he should have never left OKC, you know? OKC, they was always in the playoffs, whether first round, second round, but they was always there. And then I heard that LeBron, they want to renegotiate a 2-year contract with LeBron, but LeBron might not sign that because next year he becomes a free agent. Next June, he'll be a free agent. So if he signs a 2-year contract with the Lakers, then he won't be on the free agent market next year. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Yeah, a lot of those guys, they signed 2 to 3 year deals. They don't really do like long term contracts anymore. But remember how they used to do like 7 to 8, 9 to 10 year deals? They don't even do that no more. They just do the 2 years, renegotiate for a bigger bag.
Yeah, but the thing is that LeBron James is already worth $1 billion. They only want to renegotiate him for 9-point-something million. Like, he don't need the money. He don't need that money. He's a billionaire. The first basketball billionaire.
Third
Which is crazy, you know?
I think it's either that or he just wants to play with his son, Bronny, when he gets into the league. That's probably what he's trying to use the free agent space for.
I mean, but more than likely, if his son comes to the game, he's probably going to be a Laker, you know?
It's crazy, man.
Because he ain't going to Cleveland.
That would be a crazy pickup, you know? That would be crazy.
It's going to be interesting.
Oh yeah, guys. We also gotta pay homage to the late Bill Russell, man.
Oh man, rest in peace, legend, man. the official GOAT. I don't know what niggas think.
Yeah,
true beast, true legend, man.
That's the fucking true GOAT.
Man, showed off 16 rings. 16 rings. 16 fucking rings.
Shit, he got fucking every finger got a ring. Even a couple of his toes got rings on them.
Yeah, man. And you know there's some people, somebody that rocked with him through a lot of those rings. That's not a big name, but he got just about as many rings as he do. Somebody rode the bench.
Oh, yeah,
like, imagine,
yeah.
Imagine them niggas, you them niggas that ride the bench for about 5 years on a Golden State Warrior team. You keep getting rings every year. They never trade you nothing. You don't get no run or nothing. Nobody know your name, nothing. But you got as much rings as Steph got.
Yeah, you ain't have to do anything.
That's gotta be as funny as a motherfucker, yo.
All you did was give high fives to people coming off the court, and you got rings.
I wonder how that shit feel, yo. Oh, man. That can't feel good. I know that shit can't feel good, man.
Yeah, so, you know, LeBron James becomes eligible for his 9th contract this week. But he's holding off. He ain't gonna sign it yet. He ain't gonna sign. I think he's just gonna wait.
He waiting to see what else they do, yo. He waiting to see whatever moves they make first before he's like, yo, I'm in with y'all. But see, but they don't really want to confide in that nigga no more, cause he the one that told him to bring Russell over there. They're like, yo, we already let you run shit, man, and shit didn't turn out good. Now you still want us to let you run shit before you sign? So they, like, at a crossroads, like, yo, are we going to let this nigga keep running shit, or we going to just run shit? Oh, man, nah, but he got to sign. We got to get on the side. So now they got to either kiss his ass or show him, yo, we the boss.
What they call him? They call him, Lit GM now?
Yeah, see, he got him out of balls right now because it's time for them to sign him again. But they might not make moves he want them to make. Oh, you don't want to make the moves I want you to make? You ain't listening no more? I don't think I'm going to sign with y'all, motherfucker. Yo, hold on. But we just listened to you, man. We got Russell over here. We got big, tall nigga that he ain't even playing no more. He ain't even playing with us. He don't be no right. Anthony Davis. You got all this shit is your fault. And you still want fucking be able to run shit?
Yeah, well, the thing is
you know
with
what?
That is that...
I'll fuck around and trade LeBron and make some teams give me all kinds of ill niggas. I'll trade
yeah,
the whole
they
shit
can't just,
fuck anybody.
They can't just trade him. They can't just trade him because they owe him $44.5 million.
Somebody take
old.
That... Somebody take that whole shit. Here, y'all pay him that. Somebody take that.
So this deal that they trying to push on him is worth $97.1 million. And they still owe him $44.5 million. You know, so he could make $141.6 million over the next 3 seasons. But only if he's willing to resign his max. Which is some serious paper there.
Now LeBron is out his. He already got. He feels as though he already got his ring, so he's like, "Yo, I'm just gonna try to cash out, collect as much bread, and move on." He probably got about a good 3 more years left.
He don't need the bread. He's a billionaire.
He don't need the bread. He don't even need to have a fucking. He don't need that.
His school alone, the school that he opened, he generates money from. All his endorsements, his sneakers.
100-something million that they're going to get from the Lakers? That's just more icing on the cake.
Yeah, it's 97.1 plus the 44.5 that they owe him, you know?
Yeah, so that was 3 years. He's making that definitely a year, $100 million a year.
Yeah, and definitely.
Deals and endorsements, different deals and endorsements.
Yep.
Yeah, that's how he's capitalizing off of it. But, you know, we about to probably wrap it up shortly, man. It's already hitting that time zone. And I want you, Common, to go ahead and introduce your joint and tell people where to find the Authentic Claw.
Oh, yeah, once again, man. Shout out everybody that's been supporting the album all year. It's my new single, Bar Work. Produced by DJ Swab. It's out right now. Go get it. Common5000.bandcamp.com. If y'all want that physical. If y'all streamers, man, it's on all DSPs. Shout out everybody that's been supporting. Go run those numbers up. Bar Work. Schoolboy Radio. Man.
Let's get it.
Catch y'all.
DJ Swab, what up? Bar work.
Blow an ounce of wet, clap you, claim insanity. After I do it, mint leave drowning in bombing fluid. This shit is deeper than music, street influence deep rooted. Kyrie on the pull up, in the booth you see me cooking up in Hell's Kitchen. Shell spitting, leave you chopped up in the meatpacking district. Lines tight, all constricted, low addicted, cake twisted. Ate shit, watch the A spit, Peruvian steak, onion simmer saute, blood stains in hallways, over snowflakes. Ain't no laws in the jungle, just guns and bundles. Trying to get about the struggle, get murdered on the humble, on the block watching the cookie crumble. Get money off the muscle, German V's and Swiss watches. Catch me fresh in low fashion, dough stashing. Trade 8, close casket, 9-5 Air Max and schoolboy patches.
They not fucking with me.
Nah.
Swab, they not fucking with me.
Nah,
check it.
They not. They say when it rains, it pours. My loyalty, you never have to question it. Everything lit like Con Edison. Convicts come home conscious, cause buying rent can make conflict. Cause and effect, 40 with the stick. 40 days, 40 nights, shorter days, longer nights. Zombies roaming, predators swarming, moving with caution. Snakes rattling, I hear them hissing. Leave the barrel smoking, you building or destroying. It's a cold wave, surfs up. The truth lies beneath the surface. Smoke like a furnace in the wilderness, living off experience. These suckers are delirious, getting high off their own supply. I'm trying to supply the demand, raw medicine, raw essence. Two hammers, Tech and Steel, Smith and Wesson. It's gonna be a soundboard burial. Madman, Schoolboy, keeping it rolling. That real hip-hop. Shout out to my brother DJ Swab. New York to Denver.